This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Starbucks says it's making some big changes to its dress code, which calls to mind this scene.
Well, I thought I remembered you saying that you wanted to express yourself.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I do. I do want to express myself. Okay? And I don't need 37 pieces of flair to do it. All right?
At Starbucks, shirts could soon go beyond black and white, if employees really want to go crazy, gray, navy, and brown. The company's lookbook also now permits shorts, dresses, even beanies, along with more expressive hair colors. Team members, or whatever they call them, had petitioned for the changes, and Starbucks is trying to retain people. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
Nicole Cizurek is 24 and a shift supervisor at a Starbucks in Illinois. She's worked for the company for 5 years and considered leaving if the dress code didn't change.
I just wanted to color my hair. That's all I want.
She's now got big plans to dye her brown hair purple. Cizurek thinks the new dress code will boost morale, but she says the new rules are a little confusing. Denim's okay, but it can't be too light. Patterned shirts and scarves are now kosher, but nothing too busy.
Short of having a diagram of how big your patterns can be on your shirt, which is kind of crazy, you know, there's no way to regulate that.
One of the unintended consequences of this is that managers will become less confident in enforcing standards that go against the grain of individuality.
Restaurant industry consultant Aaron Allen says if workers' outfits become too distracting, that could also alienate customers. Still, he says the move will soften Starbucks' corporate image and make it stand out from other big chains. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.